So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and the man who's always in EFF ECT, the Beast Game member operating correctly, and Big Mike, what did you think of the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer?
Not necessarily spoiled anything, but kind of verified what Feige had said, which was that this does take place after Endgame. If you've seen Endgame, then you know how all this does take place. If you haven't, then shame on you, because you should have already seen the greatest movie of 2019 so far, and hopefully it does dethrone Avatar. I like the fact that they set the tone for the movie, letting you know that Peter's dealing with the loss of Tony Stark and how that's affecting him. They went ahead and dropped the early Easter egg. The snap apparently created a multiverse. Didn't know Marvel was going to go that direction. I didn't see that coming, so that was a pleasant surprise. And it was also the question of, okay, is it really that there's a multiverse, or is this Mysterio playing some mind tricks? So that's one question I have going for the movie. But if they are doing a multiverse, it opens up big realm of possibilities for different directions they can go, and kind of gives you a good idea where they can go with the next phase, because that's always been the biggest question of, where does Marvel go from here? But from the tone of the movie, I think automatically you can see that it's going to have some emotional parts. I think it's going to have a lot of humor, as it always does. Tom Holland, still the best Spider-Man I've seen, and I think it's going to be true to form. The biggest question is going to be, how well does Mysterio come off on screen? How big of a role is he going to play moving forward? Is he just for this movie? Which is one of Marvel's big sticking points, is they had a lot of villains that they killed off right away. Or is this going to be kind of a long-term thing where he's here and he's affecting the whole universe going forward, and then other people show up as well? So, you know, I'm looking forward to July 2nd, and I think it's going to be another hit by Marvel. I don't see this one bombing or being bad at all. Just be interesting to see where they go with everything now that we're moving forward.
It's going to easily hit $2 billion, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's going to ride the wave of Endgame. And it's the last Marvel movie of the year, and Marvel at this point is just a machine. You technically don't even have to promote as much as they were doing before, and I think they proved it. They just kind of put something out, and people now, they're clamoring to go see it. So they're sitting in a good seat.
Well, I really hope that they flesh out Mysterio, because I feel what's going to happen is the same thing that happened in Doctor Strange, where they partner up at the very end. There's a moral choice. They feel a certain way. The hero feels a certain way. And they differ on that point, and then their enemies moving forward.
When I heard multiverse, first thing I thought was, okay, so are y'all going the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse route with the live action now, or what's the deal with all this? I'm kind of hoping they don't go there just yet. Sony have that. They did a good job with the animated film, kind of leave it be. Yeah, I actually bought the Blu-ray after everybody kept talking about it.
And what are your thoughts on that?
I thought it was good. I thought it was really well done. I'm a Spider-Man fan. I'm more so like Venom than anything. I don't know why. I just always have leaned towards Venom. But I thought the way they did Spider-Verse was really good. Spider-Verse had a lot of heart to it, too.
Yeah.
Which I think was a whole good thing.
That was my favorite movie of last year.
Deservedly so, the fact that that's one thing about Spider-Man I've always said is, and that's why I was happy when Tom Holland got cast, was I tried to explain to people before. Not that Toby didn't do a good job. I understand Toby was like a grown man at the time. So I don't think he pulled off the whole childlike emotion of the fact that Peter Parker was a high schooler. A whole lot of growing to do over the years in the character. And so to me, Tom Holland fits that because he pulls off the whole high school kid trying to balance the responsibilities of that and being a superhero. And then you can kind of grow with him as it keeps going on.
Number two is a good movie, but yeah. Number three is completely terrible. The Amazing Spider-Man, that second one, ooh, that might be one of my worst movies.
Jamie Foxx's Electro?
Yeah. And his lisp.
Yeah, I think it was bad.
Because I think it was right after that. That's when they said they were going to do any more of the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
They were like, yeah, we're done. And Andrew Garfield got, people crapped on him bad, too.
Yeah. I just really hope that Far From Home just really takes the whole multiverse angle, and hope from there we get other characters that mean something to the Marvel Universe.
See, and Feige's saying now that Far From Home is actually the end of the phase. It's not Endgame, which I'm kind of like, really? Because Endgame was such a perfect conclusion to me that you should easily just say, this is now the start of the next phase. Now this is what the end is. So then it leaves the question of, okay, so is there something major that's going to happen in this movie that's really going to be like, oh, okay, well, now where are we going with all this?
Where could they go from there, though, Mike?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. And then the only thing that I can see is that there is a multiverse. You don't want them to go the route of an alternate Captain America shows up or something. And Chris Evans is like, oh, yeah, I'm still around. No. You don't want it to be, oh, Tony Stark is back, because there's an alternate version of him that they're just going to pull in. No.
Yeah, because that devalues Endgame.
Yeah. like, what are the implications of this multiverse? Because it can't just be Mysterio. So who are the people that you're going to say came from other verses are now here? Are you going to decide to introduce Fantastic Four or Dr. Doom or somebody? Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Like, where are we going with this? That's the main question I got now.
I'd like to see Annihilus come through, and then then all of a sudden you see a four in the background, then cut it from there. I think that would be nice, because it would go towards the whole cosmic route.
If this is technically going to be the end of the phase, whatever's done has to be something major at the end of where you're like, oh, okay. Kind of like Avengers when you saw Thanos. It was like, oh, that's where we're going? Okay, all right. And you got to set it up right. Like, you've hinted at Namor. So hopefully at some point that's in the plans.
That needs to be in Black Panther 2. Anything less than that, I don't know, man. Because some of the rumors I heard, I'm just like, unless it goes Namor out, I don't know. It's going to be a successful movie regardless, but if they throw Namor in there, I think that's what's going to set it off.
Well, I think success of Aquaman might complicate Namor.
Well, I think that, but I also think it's a question that Marvel needs to sit back and say, a lot of the origin movies, though, are not as strong as the sequels, where they tried to build up certain characters. Thor didn't take off really until Thor Ragnarok, and everybody became hip to, oh, man, Thor, yeah. Doctor Strange, when you look at that, you're like, okay, but then when you see Infinity War, you're like, why didn't you do this with that? That would have had me hooked.
Namor's license isn't with Marvel. I think it's with Universal, if I remember right.
Oh, no, everything's back. I'm pretty positive. I think they said once the Fox deal was done, Marvel's pretty much got, like, everything now. Only one with Universal they have a problem with is the Hulk.
Yeah.
Because the way that deal's set up, if Marvel makes the movie, Universal gets all the money or some crap like that. And so Marvel tried to rework the deal with them, and they just ain't doing it.
I guess there was a screenshot of possible release dates for movies. 2020, May 1st, Black Widow. Doctor Strange would be November of 2020. And then February 21 would be The Eternals. May of 21 would be Black Panther 2. In the fall of 21.
I thought they were developing Shang-Chi before most of those.
Well, according to this, it may not be correct, but it's November 21. Guardians 3 would be beginning of 22. So beginning of 22 would be Guardians 3. Mid-May would be Captain Marvel 2. And then Avengers 5 would be July 22. I don't know. Maybe Namor shows up in Doctor Strange or Black Panther.
I think if they really wanted to do Namor, I would go Black Panther 2, since you already teased it. In Endgame with earthquakes under Wakanda, just go ahead and put him in the sequel to Black Panther and give him some traction.
Yeah, and you even teased him in Avengers.
Don't have him just show up for like a little bit of screen time, but actually have him be the quote-unquote villain of the movie. Do whatever you gotta do to kind of get it squared away by the end and bring him into the fold. Give him enough traction where people go, okay, yeah.
Or they actually give a shit about him.
You do an origin movie, you don't do a solid. We're sitting here like every other movie where it's like it feels rushed or just done to just kind of introduce somebody. You can take care of that with putting them in a movie with a bigger hero out of the franchise already. That's established. Same way you put Black Panther in Civil War.
Because we know Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't know if you heard, Beta Ray Bill's in it, supposedly. And that's going to be off the chain.
Yeah, Gunn is a number one smart move to rehire him.
I mean, it was a terrible situation where he lost the ability to direct that movie, which seemed like that movie would have probably been coming out at least by next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fact that they rehired him, and when you had the whole cast revolting against Disney and Marvel, the only thing you could have done was rehire him.
You got Adam Warlock.
Yeah, Zac Efron is who they've been targeting.
I could see him doing that. Kind of short. Adam Warlock, tall.
He has a good comedic sense, so I think he could pull that off. But
yeah, I see him fitting Johnny Storm really well.
I mean, it just really depends on whenever that movie's coming out. I mean, if it's not coming out until like 2025, something like that.
Yeah, well, probably said 5 years, at least 5 years for X-Men, and a lot of people are starting to think it might be the same for Fantastic Four. He's not going to rush to introduce them just yet.
The Phoenix movie. Gotta make sure people forget about that.
That movie looks so fucking terrible. It looks horrendous.
Well, Mike, give that movie a zero.
I'm not even going to see that movie.
I'm going to see it.
I pray for you. You let me know how it is, because I'm not paying my money to see that.
Like Mike.
Watch it. This will be the one everybody comes back and be like, hey, it actually wasn't bad. And I'll be sitting there laughing like, really?
Yeah. I mean, this might be X-Men 3 level.
I'm starting to do bad things. And it feels really good. Okay.
Gene.
Man, I'm telling you, Last Stand, I was sitting there like, what in the hell? I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
First rule of thumb, don't hire Brett Ratner.
I got all excited to have Beast in the movie. I was like, yeah, we getting Beast. That was up. Wolverine sit up there getting dusted by the Phoenix talking about some Gene. I love you.
Cyclops only had like a hot 30 seconds.
Right.
Her own snap. Make him disappear.
I was about to say, that was like literally the early version of the snap.
Like that. Just gone.
Do you see what Robert Pattinson is supposedly Batman?
Yeah.
Then that's not been finalized, and apparently there's somebody else they're looking at too. Nicholas Holt. Yeah, he's supposed to be younger. One, they don't want Robert Pattinson. Then somebody was like, well, no, if you're going to do that, do Batman Beyond and have
Clooney. You know,
wasn't Clooney, it was somebody else.
Old man Bruce. Yeah, I think it was Clooney.
Okay. I know he said get one of the older ones to play an old Bruce Wayne and then have Robert Pattinson play the young dude. I'm just sitting there like, look, DC's been on a nice little roll here. They're finally getting it together. Let's not go too overboard. But then they're talking about maybe having six villains, including Penguin and Catwoman.
That seems like...
No, gosh, let's not read...
Batman Forever, Batman and Robin. They had to follow that formula where you had dual villains. And why that was so popular, I don't understand.
Just the thing to do, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it might have been that. It might have also just been trying to appease all the fans and give them more than one villain to get excited about.
DC doesn't have a lot lined up other than Wonder Woman.
And remember, they pushed Wonder Woman back.
Because that was supposed to come out this year, right?
Yes, it was. They pushed it all the way back to 2020.
They got hit by the snap. Yeah, because I'm trying to think what other things they have. Maybe, no, because
it
can't be Suicide Squad because that has to be like 2020, 21, something like that.
Yep. Oh, that Harley Quinn thing in December.
What, Birds of Prey, or is it just...
Birds of Prey, yeah.
All right.
Was that that Emancipation movie crap?
Yep, Emancipation. That is it.
God. Really?
Yep.
Really?
That and then Wonder Woman. After that, I guess everything else would be whatever they're developing. At this point, I would say Shazam family.
Still a good movie. I think James said he saw that, and he's like, yeah, that movie's pretty good.
I told you, man. I walked out there, I said, man, best DC movie. I was like, I would go see it again.
It's definitely better than Aquaman.
Yes. That's what I'm trying to say.
Aquaman is...
Shazam was good.
Aquaman is more or less like a roller coaster. The action's good, but if I just had to watch a movie, one of those two, I would...
Oh, Shazam all day for me.
Yeah, Shazam is essentially big.
Yeah.
With superpowers.
Oh, did Jay hear about this boy? He's about to direct Mortal Kombat?
Who?
James Wan.
Oh, no. I didn't hear about that. Oh,
yeah. They officially greenlit it. It's supposed to come out next year.
Follow the story for the game. Because I'm not sure if you've seen that, but like there's a technically movie with like all the cutscenes.
Yeah, I have
and stuff.
It on my playlist on YouTube. I just haven't sat down and watched it. I think it's like 3 hours or something. That's how Injustice was. Jay was like, Mike, just watch the movie. And I said, what? He sent me a link. And I watched it. And I was like, man, if DC did this, I was like, they'd have a hit.
I would say it might have some parallels with Endgame.